This has been on my heart even before Brother Joe had asked us to come here, and I didn't know where we're going to get to deliver it, but here we are. The question is to you and I, what can I give God?
Amen. Amen.
What can I give God? I'm going to tell you a few things first, what you can't give to God. Your opinion.
Come on, that's right.
Wow, that's good.
Very good.
You can't give God advice.
Come on now.
You can't give God time.
That's right.
You can't give God power. So what can I give to God? Yourself.
Amen.
Just let that sink in for a minute. God don't need our money. He doesn't need our social status. He doesn't need any monetary thing that we possess. All God wants is you and I.
Amen.
Well, I got saved back when I was so-and-so. And what have you done for God lately? I believe the easiest and hardest thing in life is getting ourselves to a place where we realize a little more each day that we're 1,000,000% God dependent. I'm still learning. How about you? I have not arrived. And Brother Joe, I'm a work in progress. I know I ain't much to look at on the outside, but if you could see what's went on from the beginning on the inside, I'd look better than Tommy in one of his fancy suits. There's a work going on inside of me. And God has a plan. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. You'll notice that in our society that we live in, that they're always trying to keep society riled up about something. But the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm glad I was on that list. I'm glad that he was seeking me. And I'm glad that he still wants to have a relationship with me. Boy, what a blessing it is to be called a child of God. And what a privilege it is to be gathered here with people of like mind. You young folks, you better hold on to this. You're the ones that's going to be carrying the torch after these others have passed on, and we got a real job ahead of us. I'm going to be here to help you as long as I can. Brother Joe's going to be here to help you as long as he can. But it's time that we realized we have the greatest story that's ever been told.
Amen.
We have the greatest Savior that's ever been known.
Amen.
I want to read you one verse out of Exodus chapter number 4. Verse number 10, Exodus 4:10. While you're turning there, many of you have read this many times. In the first 9 verses, God is speaking to Moses and telling him what he needs him to do. What he's asking him to do. He's preparing him to lead the children. And Moses' response in verse number 10 says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am of slow of speech and of a slow tongue." I'm not beating up Brother Moses. He's a man just like I am, just like you are. We so often try to disqualify ourselves for what God's called us to do. Never will forget, it's been over 25 years. I went and told my brother that was my pastor then that thought the Lord was dealing with me about preaching. His first response was, "What I'd get out of it if you can." Didn't understand what he was saying. But I couldn't get out of it. I run and I hid. I played church and did all the things that we do as everyday life. But I couldn't hide no more. "And he that lives within me is greater than he that lives within the world." Amen. But you notice, Moses said, "I'm not a speaker. I can't carry your message. I can't deliver it in a way that I think that would be pleasing to you." He's being honest. That's all God wants from us, is us to be honest with him. And the sooner we realize those things that we say we can't do, that when we realize that he's wanting to do through us, it makes all the difference in the world. I remember in school that the teacher would call on me to stand up and read publicly, and Brother Allen, I could not read the words for shaking and holding the book. And after two different times of her calling on me, she got the same response. She said, "Just sit down, son. Just sit down. I'm not a public speaker. I'm called by the grace of God to share the greatest story that's ever been told with a lost and dying world. What can I give God? I can give him myself. I can give him my all. I can give him who I am." You know what he'll do? He'll change you and make you into what he wants you to be. We have too many colleges, and I'm not against teaching. I'm not against higher education. They're trying to mold our children into things that God did not intend them to be. God has a plan for man. He has a plan for women. He has a plan for boys. He has a plan for girls. I'm glad that he's still dealing with the hearts of children like young Christian this morning. The greatest decision, if you can hear me, that you've ever made is putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. Moses said, "Lord, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I can't even put two words together. I'm not up for the task. I'm slow of speech. I'm slow of tongue. And I can't get what you want me to get across to the people." In the 9 prior verses, he's preparing him and telling him and making him ready. "I don't know where you're living. I don't know what's going on down at your house, but we've been fighting a battle down in our house. And we got some things going on that only God can change, that only God can work out, that only God can make better." I tell you, the sooner we throw our hands up, say, "I can't speak, Lord. I need you to speak on my behalf. I can't tell these people what they need to hear. I need to hear it from you. I'm an open page. I'm a mouthpiece. Lord, use me for your honor and your glory." I find throughout Scripture, the sooner we get rid of self, and we give it over to God, the better off we'll be. I don't want to be wrestling with the Lord all night. I don't want to be wrestling with him for a moment. I want to walk according to his word, according to his will. And here Moses, you know the story. He was put in a basket to spare his life. That wasn't his intuition of his mom. That wasn't his intuition of his dad. That wasn't them pre-knowing anything. He placed the baby there for a time like this. Hey, you young folks, you middle-aged folks, and wherever you may be, God's got a plan for you. He's got a basket with your name on it. He's got a place for you to stand. He's got somebody for you to stand for. Why not stand for Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Moses said, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to say it. I can't make the words come out. I can't get everything in line. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. God used Moses in a mighty way, raised him up in Pharaoh's house, around many well-spoken and well-educated folks. God has put you in this place, in this time, for a purpose, for a reason. And the sooner you allow God to use you, I've heard the excuses you have too, Brother John. Well, I can't teach a Sunday school class. I don't know the Bible good enough. Well, that makes two of us.
Amen.
I can't lead a prayer because I don't know how to pray. I can't do this and I can't do that. But boy, you get them out on the street and they'll quote Philippians 4:13, I believe it is. I can do all things through. Well, you just gave me a mile-long list of excuses and reasons why you couldn't, but now you're going to use Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Hey, you're looking at a low-down, no-good-for-nothing sinner that's saved by God's amazing grace.
Amen.
And he changed me, and he's still changing me. I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. All I want to do is praise him and honor him and glorify him. Then we have this level in life that we get to. Well, I just don't have the time. Hello. I don't have the resources. Well, I thought you told me last week you believe Philippians 4:13. Yeah, but that's only, I use that occasionally. I only use it when it benefits me. I only use it when it's convenient for me. Moses said, Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. What Moses was saying, and he didn't realize at the time, just like I have so many times when I've tried to argue with God. God's going to win every time. It's not going to be a 95-5 thing like I ain't going to say. God is right all the time. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. But in the preparation for leading God's people, in preparation for doing God's work, the sooner we give it over to God, the better off we'll be. I seen a young man in the congregation, I don't know. Peggy read me a post. He graduated the fire academy, I believe it was last week or week before. It's been in the real near future, and I'm not going to call his name and embarrass him, but he made an accomplishment. Congratulations for making that accomplishment. There's all areas in our life. Graduations are starting in the next month. Some colleges will be having them early next month, and then some schools later. And that type thing, people are learning, and that's a good thing. I believe we ought to get the Bible back in school.
Amen.
And use it as education for our children. But doctors and lawyers and all the necessary things we need for life, people are graduating. But what are you going to give to God? I find in my own business, God has blessed me. Monetarily, physically, spiritually. But my business is not first. He is. And I have to watch myself because Peggy says I'm a workaholic and then some. But I have to watch myself that my center stays centered. God, family, and church. Moses said, Lord, I don't know what to say. I can't even make it come out the right way. I can't even begin to stand before a crowd because I'm scared that I'll embarrass me. That's the way I was in school trying to hold that book. I wasn't worried about not being able to read the words. I was worried about what people would think of me. I wanted to be the cool boy. I didn't want them to know that I couldn't read that good and still can't. I'm not boasting over that. I read's a good thing. I thank God that he allows me to read his words. Do you know how I learned how to pronounce most of the word of God and I still mess it up? I listen to Alexander Scorby over and over and over and over again. God, give me a message, Brother Joe. I'd find that scripture on my little recorder and I'd play it over and over and over again. And some folks said, man, you pronounce him words well. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's Alexander Scorby ingrained in my head that I heard him say it over and over again. The sooner we realize all God wants is us. Woo! Don't that take the burden off? Don't that take the sure pressure that life puts on you? He just wants you. As you are. You can't fake God out. All he wants is you. Why don't you give him you? Chloe, she testified a few moments ago. Come to me when she was 4 years old, Brother Joe. At that age, we encourage them to make sure that they know what they're talking about. Peggy had done gone to bed. She's coming there crying. Had a real problem with nightmares. A four-year-old. She's coming there crying. I said, what's the matter, baby? She said, Daddy, I need to get saved. I said, tell me why. She said, because I'm going to go to hell if I don't. I said, who told you that? She said, you did. I said, do you understand what sin is? She said, yes. I said, you realize it only takes one of them to separate you from God eternally. She said, yes. We got down and I heard her with my own ears audibly call up to heaven. Then the Spirit came down. We embraced, and I told her, that's the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life.
Amen.
Go to wake. We go and wake Peggy up and said, Chloe's got something to tell you. After the happy time got over, Peggy said, why didn't you come get me? I said, there wasn't any time. And I say that reverently. When God's dealing with you, when God's dealing with you, when God's moving, when God's working, don't delay, don't put off for a more convenient season. That's what Moses is saying here. I know you got a plan. I know you got an agenda, but I'm not the man. He said, oh yeah, Moses, I seen you. I knew you before you were put in the basket. I knew before you floated down the Nile. I knew before Pharaoh's daughter commissioned you to be brought up to the king's house. I knew you. I formed you. I made you. Hey, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, as Brother Paul tells us. We need more folks that are willing to stand on what we believe and why we believe it. God has got a purpose for each and every one of us. You got all kinds of excuses. Hey, you can go down to Dollar Store and get a truckload of them. You can go to Walmart and get them. What I'm here telling you today, this is the message. What can I give to God? You have nothing to give to God but yourself. He don't need all the junk. He don't need all the cares and affairs of this world. He's been preaching this to me for the past month, that a centered life is a right life.
That's right.
A centered life on the things of God is a right life. Telling the truth is what God wants us to do. Hey, I don't have to run down or belittle any other religion out there. We've got the best. I don't have to accuse this religious group or that religious group of doing this or that. We ought to promote how great God is, how wonderful His Word is, how great it is to be called the children of God, and we ought not be ashamed of it. I have a song that I've sung with the kids all their life. Is I love Jesus, couldn't be prouder. If you can't hear me, I'll shout it a little louder. I love Jesus, couldn't be prouder. If you can't take it, I'll shout a little louder. Thank God I have something to shout about. Not on my own merit, not on my own cause. Brother Joe, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I love you. And thank you for what you stand for. Enjoyed the Wednesday night Bible classes that we come out there. If you've got questions about the Word of God, come to the Bible class, Bible study. If you've got other questions, come to Sunday school. What are you saying? I'm making a commercial that for our lives to be where God wants our lives to be, we ought to be sinners. Ought to be focused. Now, as young Christian parents, this is the first time y'all have ever done this, right? I'm going to speak to y'all for a minute, if that's all right. It's a hard road raising a Christian.
Yeah.
If you don't, you give him over to God. Just give him to God, and he'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
Yes, is Christian going to mess up? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's a young boy. But the most important thing's out of the way. And now you're just going to love him through it. You're going to encourage him through it. And say, son, have you talked to your Savior today? Have you asked him what his agenda is for your life? Have you considered the things of God? It's not the most important thing whether you hit 40 home runs a year, have a batting average of 500. It doesn't matter if you win the Masters. It doesn't matter if you're the most acclaimed psychologist or sociologist or doctor or lawyer in the world. The number one thing is whether you love Jesus
Amen.
Or not.
Amen.
Help us that our lives be centered on the things of God.
Yes, sir.
Brother Joe said I had 2 hours. I got a minute and 50. Brother Joe didn't say that. I'm just about done. Our lives must be centered on what God wants and not what we want. You young folks, young parents, y'all have got decisions to make about your family. It's going to be hard. The only way you're going to make the right decision is asking God what He'd have you to do. The only way y'all are going to be able to raise Christian in the way God wants you to is to ask God what He has for him. You notice that as the story goes, Moses went on to lead the people in spite of himself. Whoop. How many times have you just backed up and got out of the way and watched God work? That old song says, "Oh Lord, send the power just now. I need it." That old song, it says, "I need thee every day, of every hour, of every minute, of every day. I need, oh, I need thee." When's the last time you just got down in the floor and just kicked and screamed and said, "God, I got things in my life I need to get rid of. I got things that's holding me back from giving all of me to you." What's that old thing they used to say, do the hokey pokey? Yeah. So many want to do the hokey pokey with God and just put your toe in. And then they go back out in life and get spun around and around and around, and we wonder why they have no foundation, they have no focus, they have no plan. America's more confused now than ever more because people won't give to God. People won't give to God. I don't have nothing to offer. Moses didn't think he had anything to offer. Can you imagine walking across the Red Sea where that water and waves, you just seen the water and waves just moments before. And that same staff that God told him about in Exodus chapter number 4 that he could drop and it turned to a serpent, that same staff, he tapped the water and the sea parted. The naysayers say, "Well, it was only a knee deep." Don't matter how deep it was. He got them across, and then he drowned the whole Egyptian army in knee deep water. If that's what it was. Hey, I'm not questioning God. It's already resolved how big God is. Yeah. That's who He is. That's what He can do. Lord, help us, help me, that everywhere I go, that people know that I have a love for you.
That's it.
That you're number one in my life.
Yeah.
That when somebody sees me, Brother Joe, that they want what I got.
Yeah.
They want who I'm involved with. They walked across on dry ground, didn't even have muddy feet, Brother Allen. Got to the other side. The sea came back together. And the naysayers started all over again. Our lives, to be what God wants them to be, must be focused on Him. He's not asking you to do something that you cannot do. He's not requiring you to be somebody that you cannot be. All He wants is you. That song, that "I Surrender all to Thee I Freely Give." Woo! Well, glory. We serve the greatest there ever has been or ever will be. There's not another coming. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our way. Well, it's just 11:15 in Alabama. Get this one verse and I'll be done with this. Ephesians 2:10. We. I get to be a part of the we.
Yes.
We are His workmanship.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Created unto good works.
Yes.
There ain't much I've done over these past 59 years. But I am thankful for what the Lord's brought me from. We are His workmanship, created unto good works. Remind Christian when he gets up in the morning, you know why the Lord created you? Because He created you unto good works. You know why He created all of you? For good works. You know what He'll do? He'll do great works if you're willing to give yourself to it. Everything God does is great and perfect and pure and holy. Everything God does. Everything God does. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You would take these words that I've tried to honor You here this day. That You would speak to hearts and speak to lives. That, Lord, we don't have to worry about getting good enough. I can't count the times, Lord, of people told me, when I get my life right, I want to be a Christian. I want to get saved. Well, when it's more convenient, Lord, as they say over and over again. Lord, and Your word rings in my ear that today is the day of salvation. And now is the appointed time. Maybe there's somebody here that's standing on the very threshold of hell. Oh, God. That Your word would penetrate their hearts. It'd draw to a right relationship. Maybe there's somebody here that's been doing the hokey pokey. They just get in and get out, and they won't get serious about their relationship with You, Lord. I pray they'd use this opportunity, they'd use this day to get right with You. In a moment, Lord, they're going to come and sing a song, whatever song they sing. I pray that the message, Lord, would carry on. Thank You for Moses. Thank You for all the others throughout Your word that You've used and still using to lead us to a right place with You. Lord, there's somebody here that's probably brokenhearted. I know You can mend a broken heart. Lord, there's somebody here that may be having relationship issues. You can mend relationships. Maybe there's somebody here that's just embarrassed. They don't want to come forward. I pray You'd remove that embarrassment. Lord, I pray that when this service is over and the last prayer is prayed, that every individual with a clear conscience and a clear heart would stand before You and say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, I want to tell You one more time publicly that I love You. And I'm not ashamed of You. I thank You, Lord, for preserving Your word that we could have it here. I thank You, Lord, for the work that You have begun, You're going to complete. I pray for these young people, Lord, that the world is doing its best to draw them away. I pray that they'd get real and they'd get right and their focus would be what You'd have them to be. For it's in Jesus' name we do ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Quick announcement.
trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. Take me, Jesus, take me now.